Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most of us have foods we love, but because we cook and eat on a daily basis, we don't often think deeply about the role of food in our lives. As Ray Boisvert, professor of philosophy at Siena College, explains, philosophers have always considered the dependence on food to be a key component of human nature.
Food and philosophy, an odd pairing. That's what Plato, father of Western philosophy, thought. Philosophy was exalted, hunger was annoying. Plato dismissed Sicily, land of great chefs, as the place where people eat all day and no one sleeps alone at night. Subsequent philosophers actually came to think of mind as separate from body. Food tied to the body, saturated with emotions, source of pleasures, could have little to do with pure reason. By the 18th century, philosophy had banished flesh and blood human beings. They were replaced by rational agents. The era was dominated by oppositions, mind versus body, man versus nature, spiritual versus material. 20th century thought challenged this framework. Why sharp separations and oppositions? Why not think in terms of integrated selves? Here is where food can bring philosophy back to its senses. How? First, reverse Plato and celebrate our status as stomach-endowed. Then, following anthropologists, embrace the more inclusive label, cooking animal. The cooking animal seeks to be thoughtful, not coldly rational, is concerned with blendings and mixings, not purity, favors educated taste, not abstract norms. Its animating slogan, undoing the this versus that approach, comes from George Santayana. Everything ideal has a natural basis, and everything natural, an ideal development. Its preferred image is Judaism's Friday evening meal. Welcoming the Sabbath, the ritual embodies continuities between the natural and the sacred, connections to the natural world, to those who cultivated, raised, and prepared the food, to children, to ancestors, to those not yet born, to strangers for whom there is always room, and to transcendence.
That was Ray Boisvert of Siena College.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Hi.